This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Schools are closed today in Douglas County after hundreds of teachers called in absent. CPR's Jenny Brundin has more.
An estimated 40% of teachers requested substitutes to protest recent actions by the school board's new conservative majority, and a rally is planned for this afternoon. Members of the board allege the president and vice president admitted to meeting privately with the superintendent to inform him to quit or be fired. They say the private meeting violated Colorado's open meetings law. 65 principals and office staff also wrote a letter to the board regarding a recent decision to change the district's equity policy. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
There's more on the teachers' protest at CPR.org. School districts in Mesa and Adams counties and in Littleton are ending their requirements that students wear masks at school. They joined the Cherry Creek School District in ending the mandates. Douglas County Schools ended its masking order in December. Other districts around the state are considering that move. Masking is still mandatory in Denver Public Schools, despite a citywide lift on the mandate for other indoor spaces. Colorado could get millions of dollars in federal grants to create jobs for plugging abandoned oil and gas wells. CPR's Miguel Otárola has details. The conversion of a steel mill in Pueblo to run on solar power is making progress. It's about 15% done. The Everest plant makes steel rails for train tracks. When the solar conversion is complete, 750,000 solar panels will run the plant.
This is going to be the model to demonstrate that you can make a heavy industrial product like steel rail and do it without causing climate change.
That's U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper, who recently toured the plant. The solar field will power more than 90% of the steel mill. The new rails could start rolling off the line next year. In Pueblo and along the Front Range, it's cold this morning, and temperatures through the day will only get around 20 degrees. It's going to be warmer across the state tomorrow. This is CPR News.